Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. How are you this morning? I trust that you're feeling well and you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to take on this brand new day that God has given to us. I'm your host. I have the honor of being so. My name is Aubrey Gregory, and we're here together for an appointment. And we're looking forward to what the Lord will say to us on this day. We need our daily bread, don't we? And that is why we arrive, and we arrive on time, and we look to Him, because our gaze and our thoughts are fixed on Him. For the sake of His glory and our sanity, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. But let us go to His throne of grace, and I ask you to join me. Once again, welcome to you. Let us go before the King of all the universe, the only wise God, the one true God, and He is one. There's no other God. Father, we thank you today that we are drawn to your presence by your Holy Spirit, that you always have a welcome awaiting us, and we thank you on this day. Once again, we don't take what you've just done and has given for granted. We think that we are blessed to have this opportunity to come before you. The lights are coming on in our homes in so many places, focused on your throne and your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to rule and reign with justice, with righteousness across the entire earth. So truly, these moments are global. We are able to join our hearts and our voices with so many others of your saints, of your people, across this land and across the entire earth. We thank you that you've added us to that company that you call yours, that you claim and own and invested so much into. So we thank you for the other saints, friends, people that we know, people that we may never meet on this side of time, but yet we come under the same banner, the same flag of righteousness, covered by the same blood. We are one spirit, because you are one. We ask today that you would keep the walls of salvation around us. You said we should call the walls salvation, and we should call the gates praise. And we're doing that today. We come with praise and with thanksgiving. We bless your holy name. You are our Most High. You reign over us. Thank you for your righteousness that you've imputed to us through Christ, and the finished work that he has done for us on the cross and is now seated at your right hand. So we are filled with praise today. Thank you for each of our prayer partners today. We pray that our hearts will continue to be knitted closer and tighter for your name's sake. And we are supportive of the victory that Christ has already won. And we submit anew and afresh today to his rule over us as our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. We pray even now. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today's Wednesday and it's December 17th. How fast the holidays are approaching, and the days are seemingly very short, going fast. But anyway, we thank God in all things. In all things, we give him praise and we give him thanks. I'm praising him today for his peace. He's promised that we would have peace. Peace in our souls, in our hearts. And so I'd like to share with you Psalm 29, verse 10 through 11. And it says, "The Lord sat as king over the deluge. The Lord still sits as king and forever. The Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Then there's another portion of scripture I'd like to offer from his word. And it's Psalm chapter 14 and verse 14. Now, of course, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Wow. We are to pursue peace. We are to seek it out and then pursue it. And that will take us through many interesting places as we do that. One last portion of God's Word today, and it's from Psalm 85, verse 9 through 11. It says, "Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall reign out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven." And just in case you missed it, that was Psalm 85, verse 9 to 11. What profound words. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other, and truth shall reign out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. these things bring joy to our hearts as we ponder upon them. And every day our sensibilities are shocked. I know mine is every single day. Because what happens is, and what is happening, is expanding the range of our imagination in an unhealthy way. And what I mean by that is, we're being introduced to thoughts and imagery and pictures through media that we would have never just consciously sit and think about or conjure up in our minds, such as having a terrorist enter the school and killing over 145 plus students between the ages of 12 and 16. Your mind and mine, you know, we may have had problems and maybe still do with our mind, but our mind can't be, won't be normally stretched to that extent, except that we are seeing unbelievable things. And so that's why it's important that we lay hold of the peace that God offers to us. We must hold it. We must pursue it, catch it, and always keep a grasp of it. Otherwise, we could be approaching the edges of insanity because we can't believe our eyes and our ears. If you ever sat on the bank of a lake or a river, I know I have on many occasions. I'm drawn to water. I just love being around the water, and it's magnetic for me. And sitting on the banks of a river, there's a magic if you're able to watch as it continually flows along its course. It claims its space while dominating and ruling its territory. And there is something striking about this picture. As you watch, this river has a peace to it. Even if it's roaring, the waters are tumbling, there's a peace to its function and to its performance. And God's peace in our soul is much like that. If allowed, it will rule and reign in our hearts. But one of the key factors is we have to keep our eyes fixed on Him who is our peace. We have to keep our eyes fixed there. If we don't, then we keep our eyes just fixed on that which is that the enemy has cast before our ears and our eyes, then we're missing the peace like a river in our soul is not there. And so today we're focusing on acquiring if we don't have it and retaining it if we do. The peace like a river that only He, the Lord Himself, can provide. So, just want to remind you of our housekeeping, pardon me. If you'd like to have your voice heard on our prayer cast, just press the button 1 on your telephone, and your line is made live right in our studio. You'll be heard here and across the earth, because you're on the world wide web of the internet. So let us go to our prayer agenda today. And please feel free to add your prayer request as the time allows. And you know the time goes fast when we're together like this. So I will open up our agenda with praying for Olita McDonald. We visited with her in the hospital yesterday, and she's enduring. I say enduring because, I mean, a hospital is just a tough place to be, because it's not like you just get to rest. They're running tests and all of those things, and the food is not quite what you're used to, and all of that. So you're out of your comfort zone. So she is doing the best she can to endure all of that. But thank God she is, you know, they're running tests, and she may even be home now. We do, I don't know, but we did see her at the hospital yesterday, and we prayed with her and chatted with her for a moment. We thank God for keeping her, and we are believing God to raise her up. So we'll continue to remember Olita McDonald in prayer, even as she awaits her complete recovery. And, of course, getting a little bit of rest, because obviously, and she works right at the hospital as well. But that's okay. She doesn't want to be a patient there. I know that. So we thank God. Father, we thank you for the testimony of her recovery, of her being restored to complete health and strength. Amen. We want to pray for someone has asked for prayer for the for their grandsons, whose name is Jeremiah and Guadir, that they will be able to focus in school. And I'm sure that grandparent knows exactly the circumstances and what he or she is speaking about. I don't know if it's a male or female, but they're concerned about their grandchildren, Jeremiah and Guadir, and we want to pray for them. And it's a tough world for children for all kinds of reasons. And sometimes it's struggles at home with family life there, or the absence of it. And so it can be difficult for, and it's a real challenge for children to focus on learning when their lives are in turmoil, not necessarily any fault of theirs, but they're just in circumstantial territory. Father, we lift up Quadir and Jeremiah today. We pray for them. We speak your peace over them, and may your peace be upon them, to give them and allow them the focus they need for schooling, for learning. We speak peace to their hearts. We speak rest to their souls. And Father, whatever the circumstances that are stormy in their lives, we say, peace, be still. We speak your words to the storm, and that the storm would be abated, it would rest, and these children will have peace and have rest. Amen. We thank God that he answers prayer. And there's another prayer request for someone, and I can give the name. The person didn't mind giving the name. They said Sarah Price, that she's having surgical procedure on Thursday. Which is tomorrow, the 18th. And we are believing God. And I noted that this person inserted thanks. They're already appreciating what God has done. And so we thank God for Sarah Price and for the intervention that occurs on tomorrow. We speak peace over her, speak peace into her life, that she would be at perfect peace, perfectly surrendered to your healing hand, and that those hands through whom you act, the hands of her medical team, that you would bless them with the strength and resource, wherewithal to administer health and healing to Sarah Price. And we thank you for the testimony and for what our eyes will see to witness your work and the fact of your promises being true, that by his stripes we are healed. Praise the name of the Lord. I see someone is signaling to us, and you're on. Your line is open, and so you may speak. Let's hear your voice. That's 4954. You're on.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Saint. It sure is a blessing to be
yes.
on this line this morning. And again, I just want to thank God for answering prayers, especially when we pray for our family, and we every morning we raise our family near and far in prayer, asking God to keep them. I want to thank
yeah.
God for sparing my brother-in-law in Trinidad life. He had a massive heart attack yesterday. And I truly want to thank God for answered prayer.
Yes.
I would like us to keep my sister Sharon George and her husband Danny, who had a massive heart attack yesterday. But thank God for prayer, for free prayer, because it's through our prayers every morning that our family being kept, and God watch over our family. So I just
mm-hmm.
want to thank God and to ask that you help me keep them in prayer. He is stable. They had to do immediate procedure to, he had a blocked artery.
Okay.
And it went well, and I thank God for sparing his life.
Okay, well, God is worthy of praise, and it's an opportunity for them and for all of us to call upon the Lord. The Lord loves to be called upon, and so we're not, and sometimes we are can either independently or somehow influence or made to feel that we're bothering God or inconveniencing him. You know, he's so busy that he has so much to do that we should not trouble him. Well, God wants us to trouble him, because our relationship is an active one with him. It's not just mental, it's dynamic. And so we're going to pray for Sharon. And what did you say his name was?
Daniel.
Daniel. Oh. Yeah. Daniel. God will keep the lion's mouth shut.
Amen.
He doesn't have to worry. Father, we thank you for Daniel and for Sharon. We know that that family's well-being is totally in your hands. So we pray today, because you would bid us come to you and to make our supplications known, our petitions. And so we're asking today on behalf of Daniel and his wife and the rest of the family, we speak your peace over them today. Peace like a river, so that they're astonished at the peace that flows like a river. Bless them. Cause Danny to have complete recovery and healing.
That's
in his spirit, in his soul, and in his body. In the name of Jesus, touch him in a mighty way so that he knows that he was touched by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us know how things go with...
Yes, I will. I will.
You know, his progress, and I love what God does. He takes what the devil meant for bad, and he flips the script, and he will take us to a whole nother level that we've never achieved before or could never achieve on our own. And that's what God does. I'm watching him on a daily basis, and it's mind-boggling and amazing to just watch with focus, just pay attention to his handiwork and his footwork. Praise God. Well, there is a prayer request from a brother by the name of Martin Darling, and he asked that we would pray for him to become what God wants him to be and to help him through the storm. I love that prayer request. I think it's so wonderful because it seems like the person who... And that the person is Martin Darling, is asking, is feeling to find God's plan and purposes for his particular life. And also he knows that he's in a storm, but he also has a sense that the storm is there to make him, not to destroy him, to make him. So he's seeking the opportunity by submitting for whatever it is that God wants him to be. It doesn't get better than that. Father, we pray for Martin. You are at work in his heart by the Holy Spirit. You're quickening him. You're adding life to his life, and you're drawing him with the bands of love. We speak peace over Martin's life right now, your peace. And we say to the storm, peace be still. And we pray that you would help Martin to keep his eyes fixed on you so that he can see you and also hear what you're saying. See the directions and signals that you're giving for him to go and how to go. Bless that brother right now, wherever he is. Send a sense of, and a strong sense of your presence to him so that he knows. Give him signs, even on this day. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we've got a couple of people or a few more people that are in the queue. And the next person is 5056. Your line is live, 5056. And good morning and welcome. We'd love to hear your voice speak.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you this morning?
Oh, boy, I didn't even realize. I didn't look at you. Praise God. How are you? Welcome.
I'm well. Just a praise report. Darian and the rest of the young recruits have made it to Texas safely.
Yes, yes, and praise
they
God.
They wanted to extend a heartfelt thanks to you, but one thing in particular I wanted to tell you, as they gathered yesterday, the parents, there was one lady, Nisa, let them all know that I had gone online with you and your prayer partners to pray for these young people. There was one lady who was having a hard time with her son prior to him signing up. She had to practice some tough love, and one day he came in and just said he wanted to do something different with his life. And he joined the military. And she was so thankful for the prayers that went out to this young man as he departed from home yesterday. So she said, even though she don't know you, but prayer is prayer. And to extend a heartfelt thanks to you and your prayer partners for praying for these young people. But most of all, he needed these prayers. So I just wanted to extend this to you and your prayer partners this morning. Thank you all so much for praying for these young people and the parents. They are away and on their way to something very good in life. Thank you all so very much.
Praise the Lord, and God's peace we send with them and before them. And these are the up-and-coming leaders. Yeah, the world is crazy, but God is at work doing some things. And
yes,
indeed. I'm so pleased. I'm so glad. My heart is jubilating over the fact that these young men have found direction for their lives, and their training will help to shape them as men and give them strong backbones to be the leaders that God wants them to be. And so we are proud of them. We are absolutely proud of them. And with what is going on in our world and in particular in our society, our nation, they are safe. I want to say that to all of the parents and grandparents too. They are safe. They are safer where they are than on the street. And everybody knows the story. I won't go into it, but they're safe. They are safe. So it may seem strange to us that God would use the military as a vehicle for helping to protect our young from the hazards of the psychology of the society and the streets. So we thank God and we welcome that praise report. We really, really do. And we're going to continue to pray for them. If you would text me their names so that I could do a paste-up right here in the studio with their names, and every time we see it, you know, it's a reminder, it would be good. Just text me their names. We're going to pray them, and then you're going to see what happens, how they are going to be just totally off.
I'll be in touch with my daughter and have her fill you in as she gets the information, but we just want to really thank you all.
Yeah, well, tell DC to give me a call. We haven't talked in a while, and we're looking forward to and I'm still saying, keep praying. We're getting closer and closer to being there. keep praying, really. God is at work. Yeah, God is at work. We're pretty close to packing our bags. We're pretty close.
Room is still available.
Yeah, we're pretty close. We're getting there. We're getting there. Well, praise the Lord. Thank
God
you for that.
God bless you all today and be safe.
God bless you, Linda. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for that praise report. Okay, there's another person that's in queue, and it's 0918. I know who that is, but I want you to speak. Your line is live.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is worthy to be praised this morning. God bless everyone on the line. Bless you, Pastor,
yeah.
My first lady. I have two prayer requests this morning. One is for a young lady that I meet on every Tuesday morning. We've befriended each other, and on yesterday, she was able to confide some things with me, and she asked me to please pray for her, lift up in prayer. She loves the Lord, and out of compassion has opened up her home to a relative, and things are just going all awry, and she's questioning it, you know, why God will you know, have her even after she did a good, that this person is just this being very disruptive in her home. And I know that a lot of us can relate to that. But
yes.
She kind of like at her wit's end, and she's like, oh, why is God testing me like this? And she's more, you know, so I just, you know, try to console her and have her know that, you know, that is in the test that he is able to, you know, we are able to show our faith in him and give her some words of encouragement. So if we could lift her up in prayer. I would also like to lift up...
And what is her name? What is her name?
Her name is Joy Ann.
Joy Ann.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Continue.
And then I would also like to lift up Jacob Levine. He's a little boy that I took care of some years ago. He is now about 8 or 9 years old, and he has been diagnosed with very serious ADD, and I would like to lift him up in prayer, and not only him, but all children, because, you know, in recent years, this has been something that has been diagnosed among our children, and we know that God has made us in his image and his likeness. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God doesn't make anything defective. Whatever he does it well, so that this is not of him. So if we could lift up all children that are suffering with this or going through this, they call it attention deficit syndrome or something like that.
Yeah, attention deficit.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Lift them up in prayer, please.
All right. Okay. We'll begin with Jacob's, the request for Jacob's situation. Now, they have classified him as ADD, and that means attention deficit disorder. Okay, so since we are in the alphabet, let us flip the script, if you will. So he now has ASF, that's attention surplus function. he's now experiencing a surplus of functionality as it relates to attention. So, because what happens with that situation, and there is such a thing as attention deficit disorder, and the causes are very varied, but we're going to believe God to flip that. That is being flipped. So, in Jacob's life, and he is, I am taking it right now. I'm going to let the Lord speak to us here. Jacob is of the house of Jacob.
Amen.
I can pick that up from his name.
I've already spoken.
He's of the house of Jacob. So he comes from a house that is blessed.
Hallelujah.
And I'm talking about the house that God created. may not necessarily be where he lives right now, but I'm talking about the house that God created. And it so happens that his name is Jacob Devine. And that tells you he is of the house of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we lift up this young fella that you've placed in the earth. And because of his forefathers, you said all the earth would be blessed. Now, Father, we're calling forth the blessing that you've made him to be.
Mm.
And he doesn't have a disorder. He has functionality in terms of his attention. You're blessing him with a surplus of attention, being able to focus like never before, so that whatever you put before him, his spirit is able to focus and burn through and solve whatever the issue is, in the name of Jesus. We speak peace over Jacob right now. Peace. And today in this prayer cast, God is repeating the word peace. 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 You know, the theme of peace keeps coming up as a answer, as a solution. His peace. So we speak peace over Jacob Devine right now. In the name of Jesus. We speak peace over Joanne. Joy-Ann is her name. We speak peace over her. Father, we send your peace to her household, to the four corners, so that there's a 360-degree reference of peace in her home, in her spirit, in her heart, in her soul. And Father, use these circumstances to teach her your voice, because you're calling to her, you're drawing her, you're looking to get her attention. And we decree that you'll be successful getting her attention, so that she will begin to praise you and glorify your name. Amen and amen. Okay. Well, our time is quickly moving, and what I'd like to do is, on the last couple of days, we spoke about the fact that you were a city, and we showed from the scripture on yesterday that the Lord is saying that biblical cities had walls around them, and those walls were there for protection. And because there were walls around those cities, they weren't necessarily gates that were needed for access and egress, going in and out. And so the gates were important places. They're places where people met, sat, made decisions for the inhabitants of the city. So you're a city, I'm a city. God said that we should call our walls salvation, and we should call our gates praise. Well, the reason too, if you wanted to take a city back in biblical days, you had to assault the city, and there were various methods for assaults of attacking a city. And one of those that the enemy would use was to send fiery arrows over the walls of the city that would start fires within the city as it hit and landed on homes. So what we're going to do right now, based on God's word, we're going to quench the fire of the enemy, because that's the strategy that he uses. And those fiery arrows can be in the form of thoughts, because you may be a worrier and you're forever worrying. God is saying, turn that loose. or you may be someone that's always in fear. You're fearful, an emotion. So the enemy has various ways of attacking you as a city. So we're going to quench the fire of the enemy. And we are going to personalize this prayer that we go out with, that so that it applies. We are going to say it in the first person singular. So instead of we, we'll say I. I quench with the shield of faith every fiery dart the enemy sends my way, according to Ephesians 6:16. I also quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, and rage sent against my life in the name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 7:4. I bind and rebuke all spirits of jealousy directed against my life in the name of Jesus. I quench every fire the enemy will throw into my sanctuary in the name of Jesus. Psalm 74:7. I bind and cast out every fiery serpent sent against my life in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 30:6. I quench every burning lamp that comes from Leviathan's mouth. Job 41:19. I will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Isaiah 43:2. I overcome every fiery trial sent against my life by the enemy. 1 Peter 1:7. The enemy will not be able to burn up my harvest. 2 Samuel 14:30. I quench every fire of wickedness sent against my life in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 9:18. I quench all ungodly words spoken against my life in the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 16:27. I also quench every torch the enemy will use against my life in the name of Jesus, according to Zechariah 12:6. I quench all gossip directed against my life in the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 26:20. And finally, the enemy's flame will not kindle upon me, according to his word in Isaiah 43:2. So, your walls are salvation, your gates are praise. And there's a shield set up around your city against every fiery arrow that the enemy would unleash. It would be repelled. In Jesus' name we pray. Isn't that wonderful to know? Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we've come to the end of our time here, and the time goes so fast. But thank God utilizing it effectively, and we're asking God, and God is answering. May God bless you richly on this entire day. Keep your eyes focused on Him. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. In Jesus' name, we're looking forward to being with you again. And as you bless your meals today, ask God to bless Pastor Gregory and his wife Elizabeth. So that's a lot
Amen.
Of prayer going up for us today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Glory and honor be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, your name, Jesus. I don't know where you are.